John Dowd, welcome back to Millville. What did you think of the day?
Well, I did have fun. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was good. I actually got a few points. I wasn't sure if I could pull that off or not. Mm-hmm. But damn, I got tired. It was tough. It was hot and humid, and this place has always been a tough track. You know, I think that's always why I liked it in the past. Mm-hmm. But in the past, I always showed up here in better shape.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was tough with the mud this morning, and it was kind of a grueling mm-hmm. a grueling day.
How much preparation coming into this race did you have? I spoke to you earlier. You said this is more like a tune-up for Southwick. So how much did you get preparation?
Well, I'm sure I got some pretty good exercise out of it. I mean, at least I made it into motos, and I rode them all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Of course you rode them all the way through. Come on, dude. You're John Dowd.
Yeah, I did make it. I barely, but I did, you know. But, you know, I had done a couple of local races and stuff.
Okay.
But they're nothing like this.
Yeah.
I mean, they're short, you know, maybe 12-minute motos or something. So I definitely got some work to do, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that second moto, I was tired before the halfway point.
good memories for this place, though. You won your first ever national here and always done well, right?
Yeah, I won my first legitimate mm-hmm. race, you know, legitimate win here. And,
oh, yeah, Hangtown was, I guess, your first, sorry, but
yeah,
your first legitimate one, right?
Everyone kind of wrote that one off because of the mud, you know. But, this was the first real deal, and I was actually number 16 when it happened, too, which was kind of cool.
Right.
So I've always really liked this track, like I said, and so it was good. I mean, I raced my first race here in 1990. So just to let you know, I guess, to let everyone know how old I am, I guess.
Well, how old are you?
I'm going to be 46 in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I remember racing the 500 National here in 1990, I think it was. Pretty sure.
What about the race pace, the leaders, the guys you were racing with? Any surprises or anything to talk about that?
Well, I never saw the leaders except for when they were lapping me. But, they're moving. I mean, I've been watching them on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you could tell, man, these guys are going fast, you know. And but it's pretty deep, too. I mean, I was in 18th and battling for my life out there, you know. It's good. I mean, it seems like the field is pretty solid, you know. I never really saw the front, but who knows? Maybe I can get a little glimpse of the light at the end of the tunnel there at Southwick. We'll see.
Yeah. Did you hear the fans out there? I could hear them whenever you went by.
I did. You know, I was. It was really. It was really cool to see. I mean, I had a lot of people, even just walking around. So many people come up to me and they were like, "Oh man, it was so cool to see you here." So I mean, that made me feel really good. I was surprised, really. You know, I mean, I've been out of it for a while, and I don't even know half the guys I'm racing with out there. That's how, you know. So it was nice to see that a lot of people were psyched to see me here. You know.
Unadilla, you think?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Yeah,
and of course Southwick.
And then Southwick. Yeah, I guess that'll be the plan. I guess try to get that 25 points and see if I can do it and keep my number again another year. You know.
Cool. Well, thanks, man. It was really cool seeing you here.
Yeah, it was good to be here.